go. Tonight. Oh, wait. I need this tablet, too. All right. So, tonight, we have a new religion. Tonight, we have Jehovah's Witnesses. It is. The bicycle is the Mormons. I was wrong. So, you are wrong. No matter what you say, you're wrong. So, here we go. With the Jehovah's Witnesses, which Mariah tells me she's never heard about. So, tonight, you're going to become a semi-Jehovah's Witness expert. Here we go. So, the background, where we always start, the background. Jehovah's Witness religious movement started about 140 years ago by a young man named Charles Russell. And by young man, I mean teenager. He left his church because he didn't like what they were teaching about hell. Hell. I don't remember. It probably is. But the long and short of it is, he didn't like the fact that it's possible to be punished eternally in hell. So he said, I'm out. I don't believe in that. I want to do it again. So he had the thought that when you die, you just stop existing. It's over. Have a nice day. So he didn't believe in the Trinity and other things. So in 1884, he started what's called the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, headquartered in Brooklyn, New York. What do you mean, speak up? So, here we go. So then, he decided to publish his own magazine. He calls the magazine The Watchtower. In that, he taught that he was the faithful and wise servant that's talked about in Matthew 24, which ended up making most of his followers actually worship him, not Jesus. He taught that Christians are divine beings, and as such, we're all gods. We're a family of gods, and in the resurrection, we're going to rise into our true character that is God. He also taught that the shape of your brain determines how well you can worship God. Now, this is 1884, remember? Because I want fast forward into today, I just want everybody to be aware that all your brains are the same shape. Oh, Tristan's is shaped like a pea. Okay. So, and the other one, he said the second coming of Christ actually happened invisibly in 1878. So, originally, no. Originally, the people that followed him were called Russellites. Okay? When you name a religion after yourself, probably a bad thing. Okay? So, the Jehovah's Witness organization actually rejects most of the teachings of this guy today. Kind of weird. Most of their core beliefs actually came from the second president, J.F. Rutherford, which is door-to-door preaching, as you see. The fact, and we'll get here, that Jesus died on a tree, not a cross. Not celebrating holidays or birthdays. The name Jehovah's Witness actually came under this guy. And, oh, by the way, just in case you're wondering, the second coming of Christ did not happen in 1878. It happened in 1914. So, here we go. As normal, what about the Bible? This is where it gets weird. Okay, it wasn't weird before. It's weird now. Since many of their doctrines can be argued by the Bible, they said, we have an idea. We're going to make our own. Yeah, okay, I'm in the right place. So, they published what they call the New World Translation. It actually alters verses in our Bible to say exactly what they want it to. I'll give you some examples. The first one, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Not the Word was God, the Word was a God. That's important in a minute. Okay? Colossians 1:15-17, he's the image of the invisible God, talking about Jesus, the firstborn of all creation, because by means of, that part's not in there, him, all other things were created in the heavens and on the earth, the things visible and the things invisible, whether they are thrones or lordships or governments or authorities, all other things have been created through him and for him. Also, he is before all other things, and by means of him all other things were made to exist. The other will make sense in a minute. Then Jesus said to him, "Most truly I say to you, before Abraham came into existence, I have been." So in that John 8 passage, Jesus actually says, "Before Abraham came into existence, I am." That's important because in Exodus 3:14, when Moses is staring at the burning bush, he says, "Who do I say who sent me?" And God says what? "I am." So Jesus is saying in this passage, "I am God." They changed it. It doesn't mean the same thing. That will make more sense in a minute. So in addition to their own Bible that they changed to say what they wanted it to say, they still have the magazine. Again, remember 1914? Jesus is coming back. Don't worry about it. In case anybody was wondering, you're here because that didn't happen. Okay? So, this is one of their main sources of doctrines. They believe only they can interpret the Bible, and no individual can learn truth apart from them. So you're all stupid because you're not part of this society. That's what they believe. Jehovah's Witnesses are therefore encouraged to study their Bible only with other Watchtower publications. So the Watchtower Society can tell you what the Bible really means. Okay? Because again, you can't read this and say what it means. Y'all are too dumb. Just wanted you to know. Okay? So, the Watchtower organization changed the Bible to suit its needs. What does our Bible say about this? Every word of God proves true. He's a shield to all who come to him for protection. Do not add to his words, or he may rebuke you and expose you as a liar. That'll get more important in a minute. Again, who's God? So Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe in the Trinity. They deny that Jesus is God. Remember, he was a God, not the God. And they don't believe that the Holy Spirit is God either. They do not believe that the Holy Spirit is a person, just the active force of God. Okay? Our Bible says, talking about the Holy Spirit, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, active force, is now talking. Okay? "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them." So, Holy Spirit talks and calls people. He's the active force. Next, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage," this is Jesus talking, "that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment." So again, this active force of God is a he, and it convicts and judges. Who is Jesus? The Watchtower Society. Again, Watchtower Society, Jehovah's Witness, same thing, teaches that Jesus is not God. He's just a created being. He is called God's only begotten Son because he's the first and only being created directly by Jehovah God. So as the firstborn of all creation, Jesus was then used by God to create all other things. Remember back up here, he's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, because by means of him, all other things were created. Okay? So everything else was created after him, not by him. That's important. So what does our Bible say? Jesus was created? Here's John 1:1 for real. In the beginning was the Word. Or in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, period. John 10:30, "I and the Father are one." Isaiah 43:11, I am the Lord, and there is no other Savior. So, they also believe, before Jesus came to earth, he was Michael the Archangel. The second greatest person in the whole universe. Through the virgin birth, he was recreated on earth as a perfect man. So Jesus was created twice, once as an angel, once as Jesus. He then became the Messiah when he got baptized. At that time, he was anointed to become the king of the coming kingdom. They denied that he was actually rose from the dead. They believe after he was buried, he got rid of his physical body, didn't need it anymore. He was raised as a spirit And every once in a while, he'd show up in a random body to show himself to different people. Now, back in heaven, he became Michael again. What does our Bible say? Here's Jesus after the resurrection. He says, look at my hands. Look at my feet. You can see that it's really me. Touch me and make sure that I am not a ghost. Because ghosts don't have bodies, as you see that I do. So he was raised as a spirit, yet somehow he's got a body. Second one. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them. And they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshiped him. So there's a whole lot of grabbing going on for some dude that doesn't have a body. Just saying. Here's where it gets interesting. Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe that Jesus is worthy of worship. They changed all references to it in the Bible to obeisance, which actually means to give respect to. I'll show you. Saying, where is the one born king of the Jews? Remember, this is the Magi. For we saw his star when we were in the east, and we have come to do obeisance to him. They're going to give him respect. What does our Bible say? We've come to worship him. So, Matthew 4:9. This is the devil speaking. I will give it all to you, he said, if you will kneel down and worship me. So it's not okay to worship Jesus, but they're good putting the worship in there for Satan? That's exactly what it says in our Bible. If you'll bow down and worship Satan, he'll give you everything. That's what he tells Jesus. So they're okay with Satan worship. They're not okay with Jesus worship. So here we go. This is the next verse. Again, Jesus speaking. Then Jesus said to him, go away, Satan, for it is written, it is Jehovah your God you must worship. So you can worship God too. That's okay. What? All right, what are you confused on? No. Okay, so here Jesus is talking about God. He says, it's okay to worship God. Okay? Here's Satan speaking. They're okay with the word worship when it comes to Satan. Up top is when we're talking about worshiping Jesus. They don't want the word worship there. For Jesus. It's okay for Satan. It's okay for God. Not okay for Jesus. Let me go to the next one. Maybe. Come on. Here we go. So, those in the boat, okay, the disciples, did obeisance to him. Our Bible says worship. Saying, you are really God's son. So, they give him great respect for being God's son, but they don't worship him. But when he again brings his firstborn, this is God, when he brings his firstborn into the inhabited earth, he says, listen, pay close attention, and let all of God's angels do obeisance to him. Who is Jesus? According to the Jehovah's Witness, an angel. You ever tried to worship yourself? Everybody try right now. Worship yourself. Hey, that's called vanity. No, really, like how do you bow down? How do you bow down and worship yourself? But I'm just saying, like, how do you worship yourself? It doesn't even make any sense. But you can't bow down and worship yourself. Hey, don't talk about Ethan like that. So, here we go. Next one, Revelation 13. I think that says 4. Yeah, 4. I got to fix it. So, hold on. Here we go. And they worshiped the dragon. That's another word for Satan. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, the Antichrist. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? So Jesus gets respect, Satan gets worship. I didn't write it, not my Bible. So, heaven and hell. Again, remember, hell doesn't exist, okay? It's not a place of everlasting punishment. That's not the case. Jehovah's Witnesses, like most Christian cults, believe in soul sleep. You don't have an immortal soul. When your body dies, you're just dead. That's all. Here's what our Bible says. Acts 7:59. As they stoned him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, thankfully I am dead. Oh, you're right. It says, receive my spirit. Stephen was one of the, not really prophets, but kind of missionaries, if you will, the apostles that Paul sent out. He was the first, considered the first martyr of the Bible. So he's preaching the gospel, and they stoned him for it. So as they're stoning him, he looks at Jesus, he says, hey, please receive my spirit. According to the Jehovah's Witnesses, that didn't happen. He's an idiot. It says that. We'll get there. We'll get there. Pre-salvation concept. Pre-salvation concept. This is kind of set up before the main salvation idea shows up. So next one. Here we go. In Revelation, end times, when he... This is Jesus. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the bodies of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. John, the guy writing Revelation. No, he says, I saw under the altar the souls. You know what it says in their Bible? Souls. Either new. Oh, yeah, it's a typo. So, yeah. So, they teach that hell is just a grave. You're dead, it's a grave. If you are righteous, you will be resurrected. If you're condemned by God, you are just annihilated and you cease to exist. Because he didn't like hell. He doesn't like the concept of punishment. Probably because he was about to make false religion. But we're just saying. So, here we go. Our Bible. No hell. Matthew 13:42 says, they will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That sounds pretty crummy. Like eternal crappy punishment. Matthew 25:41. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:46. Then they will go away to eternal punishment. They are not angels. But the righteous to eternal life. Fallen angels. People that don't receive Jesus, don't accept him, don't put their faith and trust in him and follow him. This is our Bible. Red, our Bible. White, their Bible. But unless I say otherwise, their Bible says that too. No, because remember, you're stupid and can't understand the Bible without that. And they get to write whatever they want in that. Hey, yes. All right. I don't know. There are references of beings in heaven that have wings. The cherubim, the seraphim, they have wings. Angels, some have wings. Do they all have wings? I don't know. I've never been there. I'll call you when I get there and I'll let you know. Actually, that won't happen because I just die and don't go anywhere. So I'm not calling you, I'm just stuck. Yes. We're getting there. Yes. The Wikipedia. All right, so here we go. All right. So here we go. Y'all thought we were having fun before. Hey, we're talking about Jehovah's Witnesses, not Wikipedians. People that follow the religion of Wikipedia. I just made it up. All right, so, like I said, y'all thought we were having fun? We're going to have fun now. So, here we go. The Watchtower Theology of Heaven is based on their interpretation of the book of Revelation. The only ones who enter the pearly gates and go to heaven are the 144,000 anointed ones. 144,000. So, 144,000 listed in the Bible. Let's look at how they're described, okay? Here we go, Revelation 7, 4 to 8. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, from all the tribes of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. So on and so on and so on and so on and so forth. Now, just in case you're wondering, none of y'all fit that. Whoa, hang on. I'm not done yet. In addition, Revelation 14 speaks to it also. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed. Let's talk about the 144. These are those who did not defile themselves with women, aka men only. Wait, oh yeah, for they remained virgins. Male virgins. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among mankind and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. Now, mind you, that's our book. It's not fiction. These, the 144,000, are saints that are saved inside the 7 years of tribulation, period. From the tribe of Judah. Israel, Judah, yeah, period. They're Jews. No. They're witnesses inside that 144,000. But if you read their Bible, which, oh yeah, says the same thing ours does, if you're part of the 144,000, you have to be a virgin male. Yeah, but they don't tell you that. Okay. What? Yes. No. It's an offering. It's not like a bad thing. It's like an offering of worship. It's a good thing. They're sitting before the throne of God. There is nothing bad about that. What did you say? Okay. We were totally about to trip out. Yes, yes, that happened. Okay, so, in their religion, only these 144,000 are born again. Only these are members of the spiritual body, and only these can reign in heaven. They have claimed that the world is going to end many times. 1914. It's worse. Here we go. 1925. Wait a minute. Let me back up. 1914 is when Jesus supposedly came back, according to their second president, not the first one. So, 1925 shall mark the resurrection of the faithful worthies. We are standing at the very portals of that blessed time, a.k.a. the world's going to end in 1925. Huh? Yeah, the magazine or their books, their publications. So, in case you were all wondering, 1925, the world did not end because you're still here. Yes. 144,000 would get. Yes. Yes. Oh, but wait, are you dead?
No.
Okay, so this didn't happen. All right, cool. So next one. According to their second president, again, this is the dude that made up half their beliefs and all that kind of stuff. He made a speech in Washington, D.C. in 1935, after the world ended, by the way, just in case you were wondering. The door to heaven was shut for the 144,000, okay? So they are sold out of tickets to heaven. Sold out. Sold out. Oh, wait, what did you say? Oh, dang, that sucks. The president didn't even make it. That sucks. The president of this club, like he said, club. So, man, I would hate to stand here and be like, hey, guys, I just want to let you know the 144,000 tickets are sold out. The door is shut. You're oh, crap. Yeah, so this is where it gets really interesting. Others can live forever on earth if they become Jehovah's Witnesses before the end of the world, which happened in 1925. Okay. We're not done. Just think, brothers, there's only 90 months left before the 6,000 years of man's existence on earth is completed. The majority of people living today will probably be alive when Armageddon breaks out. So another end of the world prediction. Note the date. Ruh-roh. So 90 months, 1975. That's when they predicted. 1975, that was the second one. Now, they're on their fifth or sixth one at this point. Now, I will tell you, I only put three up there. There's like 50 of these that are all wrong. Now, here we go. 1995, I think. No, that's all I found recorded because I got tired of looking. So, here we go. I'm going to give you scripture because that's what I like to do. I like to give you scripture. It's in both. Deuteronomy 18:20-22, verse 20. But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name, God's name, anything I have not commanded, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods is to be put to death. You may say to yourselves, pay attention, how can we know when a message has not been spoken by the Lord? If what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that's a message the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken presumptuously, so don't be alarmed. Any questions? That's in their book. So if your book says that if you make prophecies and they don't come true, that you're a false prophet, does that mean we can throw the whole religion out? Then why are there millions of people that keep following this garbage? No. No. Here's how this works, legitimately. So here's their Bible. So you decide you want to join the Jehovah's Witness. You're going to call them. They're going to bring you one of their special Bibles. By the way, you have to pay for it, okay? You have to pay. Huh? No, they don't have to pay to go to church. We'll get there in a minute. But you have to pay for one of their Bibles. It's donation only, but the minimum donation is $25. So once you get there, they bring you the Bible and tell you you're not allowed to study this without another group of Jehovah's Witnesses around. And you're not allowed to study things like this. They don't let you. Almost. No, they just, when they direct Bible studies, they just don't take them there. And so if you try to read it on your own, then there's articles in their magazines to say why this doesn't actually mean what it says it means. Yeah, basically. Or they go, this is weird. So then they get online and go to Google. Well, not really Google, because they're not allowed to get on Google, but they... No. The Watchtower magazines, and they say, I don't understand. This says that we're a totally bogus religion. It's like, actually, we're not bogus. You misunderstood our prophecy. So, their Bibles are there, and I thought about getting one, and I didn't figure I wanted to waste the paper. So, here we go. For the rest of the Jehovah's Witnesses, just in case you're wondering, y'all didn't make it into 144,000, especially you women, okay? So you didn't make it. So for the rest of you, Jesus' sacrifice only provides a chance at eternal life on earth. You'll never go to heaven. You'll never see Michael, a.k.a. Jesus. Your only hope is to live on earth, which is going to be paradise after Armageddon, which blows the whole world up. The other sheep are expected to be given physical life on earth instead of the benefits of the 144,000. So here's what our Bible says. After this, okay, remember he's looking at the seal and stuff. So after this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and the Lamb. A great multitude that nobody could count of only 144,000. In heaven, but actually on earth after it was blown up. It's bogus. So, sin and salvation. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that in the fall, all mankind inherited imperfection from Adam and Eve, and so we're sinners. We're good. We're on board. They believe that Christ's atonement for sin was only partial. As a perfect man, Christ died to pay the ransom, and it removes the effects of Adam's sin. But you still have to work to earn forgiveness for your present and future sins. The original sin that brought death was canceled by Christ, but you can still die because of your own rebellion and your own sin. Somebody's been listening. What? Yeah, you're not really allowed to do anything. So, you're not allowed to talk. So, here we go. Anybody see that real big second word? In addition to faith in Jesus. Requirements for salvation include baptism by immersion. We're good. Repentance. We're good. Active association with the Watchtower Society. Yeah, not so much. Righteous conduct and absolute loyalty to Jehovah. That means things like, hey, Mariah, you and Tristan got married. You're a Jehovah's Witness because you're really dumb and don't realize that you're female and you can't be a part of the 144,000. It's not possible. So you're not real smart. So you marry Tristan. He's not a Jehovah's Witness. Yeah, y'all got married. You can't talk to him. It's against the rules. Okay, so by the way, let's just say in the process, y'all don't talk. You happen to have kids. We're not going to talk about how that happens. That's another series for another day. Okay? No woo-hoo. So here we go. Here's what happens. Y'all have kids. Guess what? Tristan says, I don't like this Jehovah's Witness bogusness. I'm going to go to a Christian church. Guess what? You can't talk to your kids because they're not Jehovah's Witness. Oh, hold up. If you talk to them, you will be disowned, thrown out of the Jehovah's Witness, and go straight to hell. That's an inside joke. Don't worry about it. Hey, be glad you don't know. Yeah, another time. Another day. So, all right. So, here we go. In addition to attending several meetings each week, literally like almost every day, Jehovah's Witnesses are required to spend many hours each month distributing Watchtower articles, conducting Watchtower Bible studies, and researching various topics in Watchtower literature for discussion during their meetings. So basically, you give out their bogus material or you study their bogus material as a requirement to be good and go to heaven. Wait, I'm not there. Even after all this, there is no assurance of salvation, only hope for resurrection. You're smart, girl. I don't know. Yeah, they just stay dead. They don't go to hell or something. So here we go. Those who fail to live up to these requirements or who are excommunicated have no hope of salvation. Here's the back half. Jehovah is said to be a God of grace only because without Jesus' death for our sins, no one would have the opportunity to, that word sucks, earn salvation. Okay, so witnesses are compelled to knock on door after door to try to spread their beliefs and earn their salvation. They are expected to spend 5 hours a week going door to door. Hang on, here's your answer. To sell 12 subscriptions to the Watchtower magazine each month. 12 a month. Okay, hang on. Oh, and you have to conduct a Bible study in your home for all your converts. So you create your own little mini cult in your own home. It's great. So, wait, hang on. Then you have to submit detailed reports of your activity, and their performance will affect their status in the local congregation of Kingdom Hall, adding more pressure for them to work harder. So literally in the Kingdom Hall, that's their church, because we can't call it church, it's Kingdom Hall. There's different levels. After you have spent 1,200 hours in 1 year, somebody do the math on that, 50 weeks, 1,200 hours, real quick math, it's about 40 hours a week, okay? 40 or 1,200 hours in a year, no, you don't get paid, 1,200 hours in a year, walking around, knocking door to door, you move up in levels. So, hang on, I'm not done yet. There's those three levels, and then you reach the anointed one. Inside the anointed level, once a year, they have a sacred communion ceremony that only the anointed ones are allowed to participate in. No, you missed it. You have to write a report on that, and you didn't do a very good job. So, here we go. We've seen these before. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It's God's gift, not from works, so that nobody can boast. Doesn't matter how many doors you knock, how many subscriptions you sell, any of that, you can't boast. Oh, wait, hang on. That's in their book, too. Yeah. Oh, so, Titus 3:5. He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, But because of his mercy, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and by and renewal by the Holy Spirit. That's in their book too. So I wasn't going to go there, but I was telling Emily as I was reading last night. So they've been sued more than any like other Christian religion thing in America today. And so in one of the court cases, they're being asked. So, and the conversation goes about something like this. I'm telling Emily, I wish I should have wrote this down just in case. But so the attorney asked the guy, he said, hey, translate in their Bible. Hey, do you know the Greek alphabet? He's like, yep. He's like, so you know the Greek letters? Yep. So you can read the names on the page? Yep. Okay, read the names on the top of page 446 or whatever it was. And he's like, well, I can read them my way. He says, so you've studied the Greek language and know the Greek alphabet? Nope. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't know the language, he just knows the alphabet. And oh, by the way, he translated their Bible. Now, all their court cases look like that. Like, one of them, have you ever been ordained? Yes, I was. So you were ordained by a clergy or a bishop or a presbytery or any person on this earth of mankind? Nope. So, just random side note, to answer your question, is it a big money scheme? Here's what I know. I cannot answer that fully. What I will tell you is their first president got a divorce. Hang on. The wife said, I want money. He said, sorry for your bad luck. I ain't got none. Wait. So they dug into it. The judge dug into it because he's like, hang on, this dude's got like a 25-bedroom house. I don't know what's going on. He's got money. Come to find out, of the 1,000 shares of the Jehovah's Witness company, he owned 990 of the 1,000. There's 10. No. So another one, their second president. Remember homeboy that said the doors to heaven are shut? Because I'm a deal? Yeah. So he decided at some point, remind, okay, let me back up. When you die, you just die. There's no spirits, there's no nothing, you're just dead, okay? But at some point, these princes from heaven are coming back, and they needed a place to live. Their spirits were coming back. So he bought a house in California. Huge mansion. From the subscriptions. So he bought a big house in California. And after about 10 years, he finally figured that they probably weren't coming, so he just figured he'd move in himself. So here we go. We should do undercover boss. Roxy's my hero. Undercover pastor. All right, so here we go. Here's the thing. It's easy for us to sit here and criticize how crazy this sounds, but we have to think about it. It's often that cults have a different view of Jesus. It's often that they have a different view of Scripture and additional books that add to Scripture's interpretation. When it really gets interesting is, call one of these people. Tell them to come to your house. Bring their Bible. Tell them you want to have a Bible study. No, do not tie them up and lock them in a basement. Ask them questions about their Bible. Ask them questions about their beliefs. They will get up. They will leave. They will tell you that you're stupid and that you do not have the ability to understand the ways of God. That's a common response from Christian cults. No, you have a funeral. Anyways, so they'll tell you you're stupid and that you don't understand, don't have the ability to understand the things of God. But like we've said, they cannot defend what they believe without these outside sources. So if you take the Bible to somebody, okay, perfect example. Hey, the world's going to end in 1935. Okay, great. Show me in the Bible. Oh, look at my Watchtower magazine. Yeah, no, that don't work. Okay. If they can't defend their beliefs with their main book, there's an issue. That should raise red flags. Okay. Do you believe the Bible? Yes. Show me in the Bible. I can't. Wait a minute. So, no different than every other religion we've looked at. It's all fake. Yes. With there. It is if you argue, they will tell you it's the same. I don't have the exact figure. I can get it if need be, but I would be willing to bet it's probably about 90% the same. And what they will tell you is they're the same, we just translated it better. No, they're saying they translated it better. So, again, this is, open up. Come on. It's like this one. So this is what they'll tell you. They'll say in things like this that we translated it, or that they translated it better than we did. Here's the issue with that picture. Every one of these yellow words is the exact same word in the Greek. It's the exact same word. It's not that it means the same. It's the exact same word. Those three and those three. Exact same word. So why translate it differently? To prove their point. And that's what I'll tell you. We just translated it better. And you're like, oh yeah? It's just like this one. This is a big one. All these others showing that God helped create, or God created everything after Jesus, and that Jesus didn't create anything, these others don't exist in the Greek text anywhere. But they have to put them in there to prove their point. It's no different than this little bitty A right there. It's got to go in there to prove their point. No, the word is Jesus. Yes. Oh, here we go. So this is what's greatness about this. You ready? So he leaves the other church because he doesn't like them talking about hell and eternal punishment. But he still follows the Bible. He retranslates the Bible. I'm the teacher. I have the microphone. I'm in smart. So he retranslates the Bible to say what he wants it to say. You know what he leaves in there? Eternal damnation in hell. New World Translation. I did look it. It's not on Bible Gateway. But if you type in New World Translation, it takes you to their website and you can look up all these verses. That's where I got them from. Like, all this mess? Wait. Yeah, all this mess? That's copied off their website directly. I don't really what it, you think I did? I just sit at home all day going, I can't wait to study this. So, I can't do Catholicism until Karen shows up. Okay. But it wouldn't matter because you wouldn't show up anyway. So, anyway, so basically it works out like this. Okay, like we've said, I'll go back to this one. Is this the one? Yeah. So here we go. There's scripture that they translated. John 8:58. Jesus said to them, most truly I say to you, before Abraham came into existence, I have been. The Bible says, I am. Either Jesus is God, and as Mariah said, he died, and it meant something, or we're constantly working ourselves towards heaven, and everything he did was worthless. Totally worthless. So, we don't really have time for small groups, so I'm going to put it down like this. Maybe. I got to wait for the old lady over there to stop talking. Okay.
You're married to that old lady.
So I can call her an old lady. So here we go. Like I said, we don't have time for small groups, so I'm going to basically hit it like this. It's extremely difficult to witness to a Jehovah's Witness. No, don't tie them up. Because they read the same Bible we do. Or so they think. So when you tell them, oh, you must be born again, they're going to say, but why? I'm going to be born on earth, or I'm going to get resurrected on earth anyways, so what's the point? And, oh, by the way, in their things you have to do to get to heaven, this whole picture right here, all these meetings, all this study and whatever, you know what that means? It means they know their Bible way better than you know yours.